With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Alaska summit is underway. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are in Anchorage for their pivotal face-to-face meeting. Former senator and foreign policy expert Jim Talent says he doesn't expect much to change as a result of today's sit-down between the two. Bob Agnew with a report.
Talent says President Trump still has to decide whether to impose new sanctions on Russia.
I think there's a very good chance he will, and then the ball will go back to Putin's court.
It may not sound dramatic, but Talent says that outcome would be one more in a string of serious setbacks for Moscow.
Look, this war has been a disaster for Russia, whatever else happens.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network Putin may feel he cannot stop fighting now because then he would have to justify to his own citizens the enormous losses in the war for so little gained. Bob Agner reporting.
Tropical weather is threatening islands in the Pacific. Correspondent Jennifer King.
Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are bracing for heavy rain, surf, and possible flooding from Tropical Storm Aaron. The National Hurricane Center reports the storm is tracking westward with sustained winds of 70 miles per hour and is expected to become a major hurricane. Tropical storm watches were issued for parts of the Leeward Islands, including Anguilla and Antigua. Hurricane specialist Michael Lowry says Aaron's forecast to take a sharp turn northeast that would put it between the U.S. and Bermuda and away from the eastern U.S. coastline, but there is still uncertainty about its path. High waves, dangerous surf, and rip currents are expected to affect the East Coast and especially the Carolinas next week. I'm Jennifer King.
Shoppers spent at a healthy pace in July, particularly at the nation's auto dealerships. Retail sales rose a solid 0.5% last month, and June spending was stronger than expected. That's according to the Commerce Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 62 points. This is SRN News. A victory for the state of Arkansas in court. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a new law banning sex change operations on children is constitutional and can remain in effect.
Writing for the majority, Circuit Judge Dwayne Benton said, quote, "The act does not discriminate on the basis of sex and regulates a class of procedures, not people. The act is rationally related to the state's legitimate interest in protecting the well-being of minors."
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. After decades of tensions between Muslims and Christians in Cyprus, a private group is seeking to build bridges. Greek and Turkish Cypriots have teamed up to restore grave markers at 15 civilian cemeteries on each side of the so-called Green Line, which cuts the Mediterranean island in half. Shattered granite crosses are strewn about the weed-choked Greek Cypriot cemeteries on the Muslim side, while Muslim graves suffer the same fate. This is SRN News. First Lady Melania Trump demanded that Hunter Biden retract comments linking her to Jeffrey Epstein and threatened to sue if he doesn't. Bernie Bennett explained.
Mrs. Trump takes issue with two comments former President Joe Biden's son made in an interview this month with American journalist Andrew Callaghan. He alleged that Epstein introduced the First Lady to now President Donald Trump. Melania Trump's lawyer, Alejandro Brito, wrote in a letter to Biden that the statement was false, defamatory, and extremely salacious. Biden's remarks were widely disseminated on social media and reported by media outlets around the world, causing the First Lady, quote, to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former Delaware Governor and Congressman Mike Castle has died. He was 86. A federal appeals court says the NFL can be put on trial over claims that Brian Flores and other black coaches faced discrimination, saying the league was rife with racism. More details at SRNnews.com.